Yesterday, Saroji explained that by being mindful at the moment the object arises, one is assured to know the true nature. And Saroji explained what it means by at the moment the object arises, what it means by noting, and what the benefits are of noting the object. So the benefit of noting the object is one comes to know the sabhava lakkhana, unique individual characteristic of the object. And today Saroji will explain what is sabhava and what is sarasa. When it is said that when the yogi is mindful at the moment of arising of the object, the moment of arising is just a general term for all the objects. Yogis should be mindful at the moment the object arises. And to say specifically, it means that yogi should be mindful at the moment of seeing, at the moment of hearing, at the moment of smelling, tasting, touching, thinking, rising, falling, stiffness, movement, tension. And in the walking, yogi should be mindful at the moment of lifting, moving, placing, standing, turning, and also the general activities such as opening and closing of the eyes, blinking, and so on. All these objects are to be noted, and the yogi should note the object that is arising at the present moment that is freshly new. One should not be noting something that has already passed away, or one should not be noting something that has not arisen yet. But one should be mindful at the moment the object arises. Buddha taught that one should practice diligently, and noting means one should be mindful of the object. In noting the object, one should have the necessary mental strength in the noting. As soon as the object arises, in order to develop mindfulness, one should exert ardent effort, and one should aim and focus the mind onto the object. In this way, as soon as the object arises, one should note with aim and effort so that mindfulness will be sustained on the object, and one should continuously exert ardent effort, being alert, ready in noting the object. One should not be noting in an easygoing manner, one should not be noting flippantly. Only if noting the object with aim and effort, when the noting mind is direct or face to face with the object, one will come to know sabhava, one will come to know the true nature. The word sabhava is made up of sa and bhava. Bhava means bhavati upajati di bhavo. Bhava means things that are arising, that are existing. There are two kinds of sabhava. The first one is unique individual characteristic, sabhava lakkhana, and the other is samanya lakkhana, common characteristics. Each and every nama rupa has its own unique individual characteristics. Patavidhatu, earth element, has the characteristic of hardness, softness, roughness, suppleness. Apodhatu, water element, has the characteristic of fluidity, cohesion, stickiness, congealing. Tejodhatu, the temperature element, Apodhatu has the characteristic of fluidity, cohesion, stickiness, congealing, and also heaviness. Tejodhatu, temperature element, has the characteristic of warmth, heat, cold, lightness. Vayodhatu, wind element, the air element, has the characteristic of stiffness, tension, movement. Pasa has the characteristic of touch. Vedana has the characteristic of feeling. So these are the unique individual characteristics. And also these unique individual characteristics, such as stiffness, tension, movement, they do not stay the same. They arise and pass away. Because they pass away, because they dissolve after arising, they are no good. There is no atta, there is no self involved. They are happening in their own accord. So these characteristics of impermanence, suffering, and non-self are common to every nama and rupa. So this is samanubhavo, sabhavo, because these characteristics, impermanent suffering and non-self, are common to all the nama rupa. They are called samanya lakkhana, common characteristics. By noting the object, at the moment the object arises, one is sure to know the unique individual characteristics and also the common characteristics. These unique individual characteristics and the common characteristics are called Buddha. They really exist and they are really present. So Buddha are the things that are arising in oneself. And the five aggregates are called Buddha. The five aggregates made up of the aggregate of rupa, materiality, and four aggregates of nama, mentality. So among these four, the first one is the aggregate of materiality, and the second, the aggregate of feeling, the aggregate of perception, and the aggregate of other mental factors, and the aggregate of consciousness. So one of them is the aggregate of materiality, whereas four of these aggregates are mentality. All these nama rupa, mentality and materiality, are called Buddha. Bhutanti khanda panchaka, meaning that the five aggregates are Buddha. And why they are called Buddha? Yathasakam pachyehi chatata, meaning that because these five aggregates arise due to their relative cause. Because they arise, because they are born of their relative cause, they are called Buddha. Everything that arises are caused by their relative conditions and cause. For example, rising and falling of the abdomen, it is not causeless. They arise due to their relevant cause. If there is no breathing, rising and falling will not take place. Rising of the abdomen arises because there is inhalation, breathing in. So this breathing in, inhalation, is the cause of rising of the abdomen. And if there is no breathing out, the abdomen does not fall. When breathing in, the abdomen rises and there is stiffness, tension manifests. When breathing out, there is falling, relaxation, movement manifests. In this way, rising and falling is connected with breathing in and breathing out. So breathing in and breathing out are the cause of rising and falling. These Buddha, they exist. They are paramattha, they are the ultimate reality. And they are vijjamana, they are the existing things. So these nama-rupa that are arising, that really exist, due to their relevant cause, can be discerned with direct knowledge, and they are called Buddha. Saraji gives the example of listening. Yogis are listening, they are hearing, because there are ears, there is hearing taking place. So the ears are the cause of hearing, and ears really exist. And also the sound waves strikes the ears. Sound waves also exist. If there are no sound waves, they cannot be heard. If the sound comes from person or being, such kind of sound of person or being are caused by the mind and with the support of udu, temperature. So the voice that the yogis are hearing, these voices of person or being, they are caused by mind and supported by udu. And hearing consciousness takes place. Hearing consciousness also exists. Hearing consciousness arises because the sound waves strikes the ear. And in the ear, the sound waves and the hearing consciousness come into contact. Pasa. And there is hearing contact. When coming across sweet and pleasant sounds, there will be pleasant hearing feeling. And when there are unpleasant sounds, there will be unpleasant hearing feeling. So in the hearing, there are relevant cause giving rise to relevant effect. The hearing consciousness is a result of the past deeds. The voice is produced by the mind. The voice of human are produced by the mind with the support of udu. And these voice are also assisting, and they can be discerned. These Buddha has their own unique individual characteristics, and one should be mindful of them as soon as they arise. How one should note them? Buddha, buddhato pasati. Buddhato meaning one should be mindful of these things in the way they are, in the way they arise. If it is hot, note it as hot. If it is cold, note it as cold. If it is stiff, note it as stiff. If it is tense, note it as tense. If it is lifting, note it as lifting. If it is moving, note it as moving. If it is placing, note it as placing. So one should be noting them with a mental label in the way the object is. So one should not name it differently. In noting the object, one should note the object with the mental strength. And one should be mindful of them in the way the object is. Buddhato means yathasabhavato. One should be noting in the way it manifests, in the way they exist. And salakkhanato, one should know them. One should know the unique individual characteristics. And also one should know them in the samanya lakkhana, common characteristics. These common characteristics are also called avenika. The sabhava lakkhana, they are avenika, they are unique individual characteristics. And these unique individual characteristics, they do not stay the same. They arise and pass away. Because all these things arise and pass away, they are impermanent. They are suffering and non-self. So these characteristics, impermanent, suffering, and non-self, are common characteristics. In noting the object, yogi should note the way the object is. When noting, one should not be differentiating, this is nama, this is rupa, but yogi should note the way the object is, such as if it is hot, note it as hot, if it is cold, note it as cold, and one will come to know the nama rupa distinctly, automatically, by noting. So, instead of noting the object in the way the object arises, but if one is thinking what it is, why is it, how is it, then one will not be able to follow the object, and it will just be thought or imagination. So in order to keep pace with the object that arises, one should note it right away, at the moment the object arises, without thinking. In the hearing, there are the nama rupa, various nama rupa arising. But one should not be noting it separately. One should just generally note as hearing when hearing takes place. So in noting hearing, one should just use the general term in labeling it just as hearing. When noting hearing as a whole, one will later on come to know distinctly. The example is given here when a person looks at other person. At first, one has to look at his or her face. Looking at the face, at times one sees the forehead, at times, one sees the cheeks or the chin or the eyes. In order to see the person, one has to look at the face as a whole, and by looking again and again, one will see the forehead or the eyes or cheek, and one will be able to recognize the person. In the same way, when noting hearing, one should not note separately what is involved in the hearing, but one should just note as a whole in the general term as hearing. And one will come to know the detail as one keeps noting hearing. In the seeing, there is the eye sensitivity. The visible object strikes the eye sensitivity. The eye sensitivity and the visible object are the cause, and there is seeing consciousness. The seeing consciousness and the visible object come into contact on the eye sensitivity, and this contact is passa, and feeling also, the seeing feeling also manifests. So due to these causes, the seeing consciousness, seeing contact, seeing feeling takes place, and all these nama rupa really exist. In order to know them, one should note in the general term, just as seeing. By noting it as a whole in the general term, seeing, one will come to know any one of these nama rupa that are arising in the seeing. In the smelling, the smell come into contact at the nose sensitivity, and there will be smelling consciousness, smelling contact. If the smell is fragrant, there will be pleasant feeling. If the smell is foul, or if the smell is no good, if it is a stink, then there will be unpleasant feeling. The tasting consciousness takes place when the taste comes into contact with the tongue, and the tongue has the sensitivity, knowing the flavor, sweet, sour, pungent, and tasting consciousness takes place. And there is tasting contact where the taste and the tasting consciousness come into contact, and there will be pleasant tasting feeling when the taste is good. So these nama rupa are arising as cause and effect, like a stream of current. In the body, apart from the nails, hair, there is the bodily sensitivity that can receive tangible object. When coming into contact with hard things, one knows it as hard. When coming into contact with soft things, one knows it as soft. And coming into contact with heat, one knows it as hot. Coming into contact with the cold, one knows it as cold. So these nama rupa are arising. They really exist. They are the paramattha, the ultimate reality. And in the mind also, there can be visual objects that can be seen, the mental seeing, mental hearing. These are also the paramattha. In order to know them, One should be mindful at the moment the object arises. And by being mindful of them, one comes to know the unique individual characteristics, and later on, one also comes to know the common characteristics. So one is sure to know these unique individual characteristics and common characteristics by being mindful at the moment the object arises. Usually, yogis have to be doting the touching. When there is the touch, one comes to know the touching consciousness. When you feel the bones, it is hard, you will know it as hard. And when you feel the skin, it is soft, and you will know it as soft. So in the body, there can also be fluidity, sweating. In the sweating, the Apo Dhatu, water element, manifests. And also there is the temperature element, warmth, heat, cold. When at normal times, the body is in normal temperature, but when there is fever, there can be extreme heat. So this warm, cold, heat, they are the temperature element that manifests in the body. Lightness, it is also the temperature element. So these heat, warm, cold, they are tangible. Stiffness, tension, movement, they are also tangible. In the body, there is the bodily sensitivity that can receive the tangible object, and one knows it as hard, soft. Cohesion cannot be discerned itself, but one comes to know cohesion together with the other elements. Warmth, heat, cold can be discerned itself. When the nama rupa are arising due to their relevant cause, so these nama rupa are arising at the moment of rising, falling, sitting, touching, lifting, moving, placing, and all of them are to be noted. By noting these objects, one comes to know the unique individual characteristics and common characteristics, and the yogi develop knowledge. When discerning the common characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self, yogi develops vipassana jnana, insight knowledge. Later on, Saraji will explain about the vipassana jnana. In the body, there are various natures and characteristics. Just as the food we take has many different flavors, sweet, sour, spicy, pungent, salty, and bitter, in the same way, the nama rupa that are arising in oneself have their own unique individual characteristics. They have their own nature that are compared to the taste, the flavor of food. That's why these nature, these characteristics are called sa rasa. In every food, it has its own flavor. By chewing the food, one will know the taste, but if one does not chew, but just swallow it, one will not know the flavor of the food. So in order to know the flavor, one has to chew, and one has to pay attention to know the flavor. If the person chews, but does not pay attention, thinking of something else or talking, the person will not know the flavor or the person will not know it properly. So one has to chew properly and pay attention to know the taste, the flavor. In practicing Satipatthana meditation, in order that the noting mind sticks onto the object, one should aim the mind onto the object. One should exert effort so that the noting mind reaches the object. In this way, one should note the object with aim and effort so that there will be sustained mindfulness. And when the mind falls calm and collected on the nature, one comes to know the nature of the object. Just as when the person chews and pay attention, the person knows the flavor of the food. In the same way, yogi has to note properly with aim and effort, with diligent effort, so that yogi comes to know the nature which are compared to the taste of the food. And Saraji says, there are yogis who seem to be practicing, but some of them, they are just pretending to be mindful. But if they are noting in a superficial way, they will not come to know the true nature. So it is important not to note in a superficial way. When coming here to this retreat, yogis should practice diligently so that they will be digesting, they will be coming to know the true nature. So Saraji encourages all the yogis to practice with aim and effort, with diligent effort, so that mindfulness will be sustained on the object and Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, develops. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.